Track 13, and here is this week's sports news. Despite the fact that we're now well into the cricket season, there is still football news, so we'll start with that. Devon Senior Cup Final, Watts Blake Bearn 2, Bobby Tracy AFC second 11, 1. Watts Blake Bearn scored two quick-fire goals at the start of the second half to clinch the Devon Senior Cup at Coach Road. On Saturday, May the 16th, WBB won their first piece of silverware for the season by beating Bobby Tracy second 11. The victorious manager, Dexter Allsworth, was absolutely delighted with the outcome. He highlighted the heart of the opponents. Fair play to Bovey. We played them a few weeks ago and they came back from 2-0 down, so we knew it was possible they could do it again. They fought to the very end, but so did we. They scored right at the very end to make it an even more nerve-wracking finish. Following the conclusion of the 25-26 South West Peninsula League campaign, Newton Abbott Spurs have announced a notable change in the hierarchy. The club's recent AGM saw the decision finalised for Ross Bilotti to step down as chairman. Bilotti, a hugely popular figure in and around Spurs, gave more than 6 years of dedicated service and has decided that now is the time for him to move on. Also departing is first 11 manager Mark Revel. Replacing Bilotti as chairman is Steve Ellswood, whose experience includes, but isn't limited to, football management, operations and club development roles at all different levels with the likes of Tiverton Town and Torquay United. But it's cricket that is making centre stage now, and Bobby Tracy rediscovered their winning touch in the Tolchards DCL A division with a resounding 8-wicket win over Kilmington. Kilmington posted an all-out total of 147. Bobby had 40 overs to knock off the runs and had more than 5 to spare when they did. Opener Jake Pascoe made 79 not out, and Hem Chetri shared a stand of 87 with Pascoe that put the result beyond doubt. Victory moved Bovey up to third in the table heading into this Saturday's encounter with Heathcote. Bovey Tracy's second 11's clash with Stoke Gabriel in the B division was one of many to fall foul of the weather, though. Elsewhere, Chudley went to the top of the C West table by inflicting a 61-run defeat on Paynton's second 11. Meanwhile, Ipplepen beat Plymouth second 11. And lastly, South Devon's troubled start to the West season continued with a 59-run home defeat by Brixham. Meanwhile, Ashburton captain Lloyd White feels his side are still adjusting to life in B division after promotion following a 4-wicket home defeat by Plimpton. White's Warriors were bowled out for 208 in exactly 39 overs, which Plimpton knocked off with time on their hands. Turning to running, Rachel and Matt Steele represented Teambridge Trotters as they took on the Outer Edge Race the Tide Ultra on Saturday, May the 16th. This long marathon event takes in the stunning surroundings of the Fleet Estate at Mothercombe, offering runners a challenging and scenic test along the South Devon coast. With three distances available, the highlight event was the long marathon route, stretching to almost 29 miles and widely regarded as a baby ultra due to its demanding profile. Both Rachel and Matt produced excellent runs over a tough course. The pair completed the demanding 29-mile route together in a time of 6 hours 22 minutes, earning Rachel first place in the FV50 category. And two Fit to Run ladies took part in the first ever Lemon 5K and 10K on May the 17th. This is a brand new event by LM Events, with a portion of every entry going to the Sands charity. Set in the heart of Newton Abbott, this new event is a fun and challenging multi-terrain race that offers something different from your typical road event. Following sections of the scenic River Lemon, the course mixes riverside paths, quiet country lanes, and technical terrain to create a race that keeps runners engaged from start to finish. Phoebe Rowland and coach Tracy Anders delivered impressive times, with Phoebe having a 27-minute personal best on the 5K route and Tracy finishing the 10K in 1 hour and 2 minutes. And finally, a little bit of rugby news. Barnstable veterans edged out Tynmouth 22-15 in the inaugural Devon Wooden Spoon League playoff. And that is the sports news for this week.